This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I think that Perry Mason moment has happened, especially if those of us in the real independent media continue to beat the drum and point out what's happened. Clinton and Barack Obama in 2008 basically ran on the fact that George W. Bush didn't do a good job years before in Katrina. When compared to them, he did a great job, and I'm not defending George W. Bush's record. The point is that he showed up, he rendered aid. Government always, you know, has some problems, anything that's complex. He probably had a bad leader of FEMA who had no knowledge. Remember, oh, you're doing a great job, Brownie. Well, we've seen Louisiana hit by flooding worse than Katrina. That's mainline meteorologists saying that. More people homeless, more devastation. It is horrible. We're like 5-6 days into this. And still Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama have not gone there. Obama issued a memo saying you better not be racist first responders when you're rendering aid. So I'm not going to render any aid to you, state, but I'm going to make a statement about racism. And then Hillary is in Martha's Vineyard, sleeping and resting in between parties. And then she gets on her wide-body jet to fly 20 miles to Nantucket because she didn't want to drive in an SUV. That's taking off and landing. You don't even climb to altitude when you're flying 20 miles. No one does that. Even the ultra-rich would fly a helicopter that far. But that is just the royalty that we're talking about and dealing with here. And, of course, the big issue is, where is the media criticizing this? On Friday, when Trump went to Louisiana and handed out food and surveyed damage and talked to people and tried to draw attention to it and told Obama he needed to get off the golf course and get down here, we'll play that clip in a moment, I heard NPR criticizing Trump and clipping the governor together to sound like he didn't want him there and the mayor of New Orleans, and turned out it was heavily edited and isn't what they really even said. In long-form interviews, they were asked, do you think it could be a grandstanding photo op? Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about that, but still, we need the help. They edited it, and that's come out. The governor's come out and said, no, thank you, Trump, for coming. Thank you for bringing attention. We need the help. And we've got those CNN clips as well. But it's the inverted universe of bizarro world where half the TV ads I saw in 2008 to get Obama into office were about the Republicans doing a bad job at Katrina. When compared to this, they did an incredible job. The feds aren't even doing anything in Louisiana this time. This is crazy. And then Trump shows up, and they turn it around like he's bad and an opportunist. This is crazy. Why do they not care? Why are they so arrogant? This cuts to the heart of everything. Not just Hillary, not just Obama, but the media. They'll do anything. Here's Donald Trump Friday hitting it out of the park.
The spirit of the people is incredible. The devastation, likewise, they've never seen anything like it. But the spirit of the people is incredible. And honestly, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there. We mourn for the lives lost, and we pledge our help, comfort, and support to every last person in need. To the people of Louisiana, we are with you, and we will always be with you.
All right. So presidential. In the last 40, 50 years, a U.S. president would always go survey something like this. Now the president just doesn't care. Oh, because I forgot. He's on vacation with Hillary playing his 300th plus round of golf in Martha's Vineyard. He was just there 2 weeks ago. That's all these people do. And then the media covers for him and turns it into that Trump is a dirty, bad person. It's a big broadcast today on the Sunday edition. We're live. Stay with us.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
My friends, thank you for joining us on this 21st day of August, 2016. We're live. It's 4 o'clock at 6 minutes into the hour, Central Standard Time. And, of course, we're rebroadcast on many fine affiliates across this United States. And there are folks watching via the Internet and TV stations in many different parts of the world. Thank you so much for tuning into the transmission. Freedom is spreading. There is a massive awakening happening on a planetary scale. But we're seeing the empire of corporate anti-free market, crony capitalist globalism strike back. But the tide is turning, ladies and gentlemen. We have seen that magic moment take place. And there have been many of these, but this one is particularly strong, the Perry Mason moment. In a big way, when Donald Trump went Friday to Louisiana and handed out food and told the people he cared about them and told people across the United States to donate food, to donate supplies, to create a focal point during a disaster to get the citizens of the country, not just the federal government or state government, to come together. And the mainstream corporate media absolutely doubled down and went to a level that we have never before seen. CNN, NPR, ABC News, you name it, on Friday, I couldn't believe it. In the car, people asked, well, why'd you go tune into NPR? Because I want to see what establishment media is saying. And they were just, oh, it's a photo op. Oh, he's horrible. Oh, he's shameless. When they know full well in 2008, they basically ran against the Republican Party. Obama did. So did Hillary during the primaries, bringing up Katrina and the supposed bad handling of that. Well, a bad handling of something is millions of times better than just saying, oh, I'm on a vacation again, Barack Obama in Martha's Vineyard. And so is Hillary Clinton in Martha's Vineyard. And then she jumps on a wide-body jet to fly 20 miles to Nantucket to a fundraiser. When you fly 20 miles, folks, in a jet, you don't even achieve altitude. No one does that. And we've got photos of her, you know, going on and off the large wide-body jet. It is absolutely, truly sickening. And the mainstream media says nothing about where are they, why aren't they there until Saturday. Then they started asking people like Representative Stephen Cohn of Tennessee. And he says, I don't know. I don't care. Donald Trump's an opportunist. And, you know, he gave money to a hospital and not all of it was real goods, whatever that means. So Donald Trump does Barack Obama's job. Drudge Report had a great image up there. It says Trump turns president as Obama vacations and as Hillary naps. Because they admit Hillary is napping She's only on the campaign trail 3 days a week. She goes out and speaks for 10 minutes and then sits on a stool for another 20 minutes and then leaves. And looks like she's dying. But now they're saying it's sexist to say that because you can't criticize her. This is illustrative of not the corruption, not the arrogance, not the hubris, not the Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake, disconnectedness of the Democratic leadership. Sure, it does that. But what it really shows is how absolutely morally bankrupt, but more than that, the hypocritical, over-the-top nature of mainstream media. And we've got a few of these clips coming up. But it's mind-boggling that they know that this was one of the biggest black eyes the Republican Party ever got was how Bush didn't respond for 3 or 4 days. Then when he got down there, he was doing a great job brownie to his buddy who didn't have any credentials to run FEMA, but who had, you know, raised Arabian horses with the mullahs. And people were like, okay, you know, the feds didn't do a great job. Well, I know this. I had family that were helicopter pilots and also people in rescue who were saving people off the tops of roofs who almost got killed. So it's also very insulting to hear that the military did a horrible job or that the military was out to get people or something, when in truth the military was kept from a lot of its job and directed by the ATF and others to engage in gun confiscation, and that was the true outrage of Katrina, not what the Democratic Party was pointing out. But let's just forget that. We know that's history. Let's move forward and look at what's happening today and then compare it. Because I guess in a way they hope we forget about Katrina, because look at Katrina right here and then look at how they don't even respond. They don't even care. And then Obama puts out a memo saying, make sure first responders aren't racist in how they deliver aid. Imagine how insulting that is when you're risking your life in these dangerous areas saving people, and then you're being told, by the way, don't be racist. And by the way, these disasters in many cases bring out the best in people, and you see people coming together in these powerful images, and then you see Trump with all of these diverse crowds behind him when he was giving his speech. That has got to really upset the Balkanizers. Speaking of Donald Trump, he knocked it out of the park when he said, listen, we got a lot of problems. Stuff is in deep trouble down here. The spirit of Louisiana is amazing, but you need to get off the golf course. You need to get down here, Mr. President.
Spirit of the people is incredible. The devastation, likewise, they've never seen anything like it. But the spirit of the people is incredible. And honestly, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
And you look at that incredibly diverse crowd behind him. Now, again, Bush is bad because the Katrina response has some problems. He's the devil. Okay, he is. He's the worst person on earth until now. Don't even show up to a disaster they admit is worse overall. Worse. The worst flooding in Louisiana modern history. And surrounding areas, Texas is flooding. It's like Noah's Ark out there. I mean, it's just raining 12, 14 hours a day in Austin, Texas. Flooding all over the place, people getting killed, you name it. Imagine what it's like, and we're in a hilly area. Imagine what it's like in Louisiana, and we don't hear a word of criticism about the president. Now CNN kind of halfway did. I mean, at least Dana Bash, you know, was acting like it was a photo op and wrong in one of these clips I've got. But the other clip I've got we're going to play first is Representative Stephen Cohen of Tennessee. Now this is a guy who attacked Jesse Ventura's TV show on one of the episodes that I co-hosted, exposing FEMA camps, real FEMA documents, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, you name it. He said that the bill didn't exist that he'd authored. Ventura shows him the bill, and he goes, oh, that bill. He's got this fake Southern Belle accent. So I'm going to play this clip first where he won't even say that, you know, Trump is a good guy for being there. Here it is.
Not only that, you have the optics of Mr. Trump in Louisiana today. We just saw an 18-wheeler full of items that he's donated. Can you give the man some credit?
But he politically did the right thing. If there's a lot of items in there that are actually items, unlike some of the contributions he allegedly made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
They're actually items. We had a correspondent.
Well, that's good, because he claimed he gave St. Jude $20 million and he didn't give anywhere near, it was in the tens of thousands. So if he did it, good politics.
Where's Hillary Clinton? Apparently she's talked on the phone to the governor of Louisiana, but, you know, folks can point out that's not enough.
Well, I'm not sure where she is, but I know when you have three campaign managers within the period of time they've had it, you've got a campaign that's in chaos, a leader who can't work with people, and a guy who's totally on message, and the message is Trump. Trump steaks, Trump liquors, Trump vodka, Trump television station, Trump tower. Put him back in the tower where he belongs.
Representative Cohen is a truly despicable person. He had Homeland Security visit the network that produced the TV show with Ventura and had them basically spike it and turn it into a, you know, sideshow. So Ventura basically quit, left. And I did too. The show got terminated because we wouldn't be part of it. And he got on the floor of the house and tried to have True TV basically strip of his license. And there were behind the scenes threats. All because we showed he authored a bill to put Americans in re-education camps. I mean, it actually says re-education camps. He's a monstrous, horrible, evil demon. And Tennessee should get rid of the piece of filth.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now, I'm going to tie all this together in a chilling diagram of what the globalists are up to. They are moving fast. Our predictions about what they would pull next are coming true because we're following a historical analysis of tyrants, but also their own words, their own battle plans. I talked about Representative Stephen Cohen of Tennessee, who was involved directly with Homeland Security, intimidating a major network and basically shutting a TV show down because it dared show that he authored a bill to set up civilian inmate labor camps in America and forced labor camps and to put political dissidents in them. And it's since been declassified that the Army's been given manuals of how to basically put Tea Party people in, quote, re-education camps. Don't believe me. Just type in Army manual re-education camps. You will be at army.mil. Now, the Army isn't bad. The Army's awake and freaked out about this. But they've been given these directives. And Cohen wanted to get more funding for it. And this is the guy out lying about Donald Trump on CNN. I've got more clips I'm going to go to. But there it is. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. You link right through to army.mil. There's no debating this. And this guy wants to give more funding to this to actually set it up. Now, remember Politico 4 years ago ran a story about Media Matters that's run by the White House, saying, quote, we're going to infiltrate, according to this memo, patriot media, libertarian, nationalist, conservative media. We're going to shut it down. And we'll use any means necessary. Well, they've taken over Fox News with the fake sexual harassment stuff. And they've now, you see Fox News getting ready to take a dive on November 8th when Hillary tries to steal the election and they plan to not contest it. And when I told you day one has been confirmed, even in mainstream media, that indeed it is the Rupert Murdoch's children and a coup d'etat inside Fox News with Hillary. And Rupert Murdoch is for Hillary. Fox News was always about controlling the conservative movement. There's a few good people there, and they've been threatened, like Sean Hannity. And Media Matters got it wrong. Sean Hannity didn't call me to say he likes the show and concur and say, you know, you're spot on. He came up to David Knight and told him that at the DNC, and I said that on air, and then it turns into I'm in some secret conspiracy with Sean Hannity. These people lie, and that's all they do. Now, let's continue here. Let's look at this. Right here, we've got Obama, Associated Press, returning from summer vacation, ready for busy fall. He was on vacation just a few weeks ago again. Doesn't go to Louisiana because he doesn't care. He doesn't need you. The media won't point it out like they did with Bush when Bush was there for a week. Clinton camp sends out desperate plea for more funds. Desperate plea. She has all the big money, raising more money than anybody ever in history from the establishment. Now, here is the Daily Caller article, and I told you this was coming. Hillary has sent out an email in fundraising saying, we're going to shut down Breitbart. Now, that's because Breitbart now heads up, or the head of Breitbart heads up Trump campaign. And Breitbart's gotten hardcore and has a great array of journalists and is covering globalism and doing a fabulous job working with all the other great groups like DrudgeReport.com and others. And it says that Breitbart and others like it have no right to exist. Now, I told you. They're going to take down Fox. They're going to take down Limbaugh. They're going to take down Drudge. They're going to take down InfoWars. They're going to take down Breitbart. They're coming. Drudge was here a year ago, and so the Supreme Court justice came to me and said, the plan is to start going after the press in 2016. They hand the internet over October 1st to the UN, who says, if you criticize Islam in any way, you'll be banned from the internet. Internet ID. Microsoft is now putting it in. And the BBC has come out now, and I have the clip coming up, and said, if you oppose Sharia law, you are Islamophobic, need to be arrested. This is political correctness now, where we conform to them. This is a takeover. So, again, this fits in with what Cohen's up to. These people are monsters, folks. They're not liberals. They're monsters. Hillary campaign vows to destroy a opposition website. Can you imagine if Bush, who was a major critic of, by the way, I thought he was bad. Good Lord, this is five times worse now. Jonathan Turley says three times worse. He's a liberal. Liberal law professor. Says Obama's worse than Bush. They are now, Hillary is now announcing they're going to shut down the independent media. And you notice the UN takes over October 1st. And they're already arresting people in England now, just like in Germany and France, for criticizing Islamic invasion. And Drudge warned on May 31st, the death of free speech is happening now. He was actually here last year. We reran a story on May of this year, warning of it. Matt Drudge, the death of free speech is happening now. So continuing, Hillary campaign vows to destroy opposition website. And a lot of idiots, again, say, oh, good, if they take them down, we'll get bigger. That's not how this works. They're going to go after, they know Democrats now are aware of Breitbart because they live in their own little bubble. So they're just saying, emblematically, we're going to take that down. They mean everything. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's campaign has sent out a fundraising email arguing the website Breitbart News has no right to exist. That's a quote. That's what Hitler said about the Jews. And suggests that if elected, the website will be shut down entirely. Folks, they mean business. They've had 10 of Obama's czars say bring back the fairness doctrine to shut down free speech on talk radio. They mean business, people. They'll do it. We had a conservative media in this country for a while, says the email. Sent Thursday and signed by Deputy Communications Director Christina Reynolds. I don't always like what they have to say, but I respect their role, you know, when they're fake neocons like Ted Cruz sabotaging stuff, and their right to exist, said Reynolds. Yeah, they don't want to shut him down. Acknowledgement that the regular conservative media has a right to exist, close quote, though it used to contrast it with Breitbart, which apparently has no right. Breitbart is something different, she says. They make Fox News look like a Democratic Party pamphlet. Well, because it is. In many respects now. Folks, they took over News Corp, whether you think it's perfect or not. I was a big critic of it. It is totally changing now. This is serious. It goes on. Breitbart is something different, she says. They make Fox News look like a Democratic Party pamphlet. They're a different breed altogether. Not just conservative, but radical, bigoted, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic. I mean, it's not anti-Semitic. Peddlers who never have been and never should be anywhere near the levers of power in this country. And I've gone and read the articles being put up by the Democratic Party, Blue State and others, about InfoWars, about Breitbart, about others. They go and will show a comment that anybody could put on there saying something racist and then attribute it to us. This is the stuff they pull. Reynolds' aggressive attack is sparked by Republican nominee Donald Trump's decision to shake up his campaign by bringing on Breitbart executive Stephen Bannon to serve as campaign CEO. So the attack on free speech is here. And just like Obama says, Trump is not qualified, and oh, he doesn't know what election fraud is, though, even though the feds are, quote, coming in to oversee the elections. It shows how desperate they are. And believe me, it has been InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and this broadcast and what we do that has helped educate the general public to make it safe for Daily Caller and Breitbart, and even WorldNet Daily, to basically now bullhorn the message of InfoWars. And it's not because they went and bought into my worldview. They're actually looking at the real documents, looking at the fact, reading what Soros says, getting his hacked emails, and it's exactly what I always told you, because we have all the expert guests and the intel. So I'm not in competition with anybody that is a patriot. I thank God other people get it now, and are having a huge success, and the globalists are panicking, because if they don't shut us down, we're going to beat them. But if they do shut us down, we're going to beat them, because we're resisting, and we understand the globalist program. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. And we will take all weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've seen the very same multinational corporations that are setting up a private corporate world government shut down free speech in scores of other countries that were once free. And I've seen them lick their lips and talk about doing it for decades, but they're really banning free speech in Europe. They're really arresting and prosecuting and persecuting people that mildly speak up about radical jihadists being brought into their countries. And they're really getting ready to censor here in the United States. And when I say getting ready, I mean to nakedly, openly, brazenly, at high noon do it. When more than 10,000 libertarian, conservative, veterans, gun groups, you name it, organizations have been refused the last 8 years, their 501c3 and 501c34, all the different subgroups of charitable organizations saying, well, you can't have a charitable organization because you can't be political. You can't promote pro-life. Well, that's not political. But then Media Matters can be tax exempt and openly work for the White House. And they've taken away the tax exemptions, and they've persecuted and prosecuted and audited thousands of different individuals and groups and attacked people with the corrupt courts. It's very, very brazen. So that's an attack on free speech you're seeing. And they hand out all these big government contracts to select groups that play ball with the New World Order. So that when we tried to hire several different national companies to fly banners saying Hillary for president 2016, they would refuse us, saying we don't want to lose our other contracts. That is a chilling effect in this country. And if we give into it, we lose everything. But I just can't believe I'm reading it in their own email saying sites like Breitbart have no, quote, right to exist. And that if we get Hillary into office, she's going to shut them down. That is so incredible. We have the articles, the video, copy of the email. It's all up on InfoWars.com right now. Paul Watson did a report on it. Daily Caller reported on it and others. That is such a big deal. But we knew it was coming. And now there's a contested election. We've got a 4-4 court, and it'll probably go to Hillary at the Supreme Court. Just like in 2000, there was a Supreme Court ruling, and it went to Bush. But you notice Scalia conveniently dropped dead. And they told everybody, oh, we didn't have an autopsy. We're not going to have one before his body was even cold. And, oh, by the way, he was at a secret society meeting. But no foul play. Just a message to everybody. You get in line or we'll kill you too. Surprised they didn't mail, you know, his wife a body armor with some fish in it. They're like, what's this mean? It's a Sicilian message. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. I mean, these messages are ridiculously obvious. Like when Hillary, when Obama was beating her in 2008, she said, you know, you saw what happened to Robert Kennedy. I'm still going to be the nominee. Till the Bilderberg Group said, you sit down and shut up. It's Obama. He'll get more done than you, you hag. And the media was so controlled. I go back to this all the time. I was there in Virginia covering Bilderberg. And it's on the news. Where's Hillary? Where's Obama for a day? No one can find him. Hillary got on a plane, and Obama got on a plane, and the press corps got on the planes, and then they took off to Chicago. And where'd they go? We were there and saw them with the Secret Service drive in. We called the media, and no one would cover it. That's how controlled they were. Drudge posted a story. The Epoch Times posted a story. InfoWars had video and posted a story. And then later it was admitted, indeed, that's where the deal was brokered for who would step down or who wouldn't. Paul Watson wrote an article about it on June 6, 2008. Hillary and Obama in secret Bilderberg rendezvous. Now, I want to play another clip. dealing with the attack on Trump. Because let's remember, Trump goes to Louisiana during the worst flood in modern history, worse than Katrina. I'm trying to get concerned here in Austin, and we're 500 feet above sea level on average. It starts flooding. And the media turns it around like he's done something wrong, but then the governor came out and said basically he was misquoted and out of context. Because NPR and CNN and others that were asking, well, are you afraid Trump's going to grandstand? And, you know, he's a Democrat, so he's like, yeah, maybe, but, you know, we appreciate Trump. They just cut that down to make it look like people are mad that Trump's there. But now they've had to back off because of all the images of the multicultural, diverse crowds behind Trump and Trump calling for more aid. That's what a president's supposed to do, and he basically became the president at that point. Did Obama react and run down after a vacation? Did Hillary? No. She's going to fundraisers, flying the plane from Martha's Vineyard to Nantucket 20 miles. On a huge jet. Doesn't even get up to altitude. Just no one does that. But she is so addled, they said, that she has to be on a plane so she wouldn't get tired out. She can't even fly on a helicopter at this point. But that's okay because she's a woman, so it's all right. We should be talking about this Kane guy a lot more. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Dana Bash and the Louisiana governor on CNN.
So Donald Trump and Mike Pence came down to Baton Rouge on Friday. You dismissed the visit as a photo op, and you said you wished that Trump would make a donation to a relief organization instead. But did, by the way, check with the campaign. They said that Trump made a $100,000 donation to the Greenwell Springs Baptist Church where he visited. But here's what your fellow Democrat, former Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, said about the visit.
I want to thank Mr. Trump for coming to Louisiana. He brought attention to our state, and we need that now.
So, Governor, why is she wrong?
She's not. But you mischaracterized what I said. Mm-hmm. I didn't dismiss his trip as a photo op. Before he came down, I said, we welcome him here. We want him to be helpful, and we hope that it doesn't turn into a mere photo op. So you got the story backwards.
Okay. So was he helpful? Now that it's come and gone, was he helpful? Was it a good thing that he came down?
Well, I think, yeah, for the reasons that I stated earlier, because it helped to shine a spotlight on Louisiana and on the dire situation that we have here, that it was helpful. And I will tell you that I also appreciated the good phone call, the conversation that I had with Governor Pence, who was sincere and genuine when he called and we spoke for a long time on Friday morning about their desire to be helpful.
So, and there's other clips where the governor has expanded on this. He never said that. He went on, got interviewed in a tape interview. They said, are you concerned? Are you concerned about a photo op? Well, yes, I hope it isn't just a photo op. I hope he helps. They turned it into that. That's how they deceive. But Bash had to start walking that back seat because he didn't play ball with her. But this is how bad they are. He gave $100,000 to a church. He had a big truckload of food. He called on people and on his website has listings to give money to local groups, not to him. With the Clintons, they go to all these different places like Haiti and get the money and keep 97%. It came out in the news last week. But that's not a scandal because they're Democrats and it's okay and they're on vacation. More to come. We got big news straight ahead. Stay with us. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grimm, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This last Friday on the weekday broadcast, we aired probably 30 minutes of a 45-minute speech Trump gave on Thursday in the Carolinas, where he said, look, we have to unify as a country around nationalism and free market. And he looked at the predominantly white crowd and he said, we're going to have to hire people of every race, color, and creed and have the American pie, you know, really be, work from a free market perspective, or we're going to collapse. And that's absolutely how economies work. People think, like, if somebody's wealthy, then you're getting cut out of something. Well, only if they stole the wealth with derivatives or a Ponzi scheme or a scam. But if someone actually builds wealth or designs automobiles or better computers or writes books or creates music, that makes the culture richer. This idea that someone doing well hurts someone else is pure bull. It's not a sum game. But under globalism, it is, because they want a post-industrial world with a smaller pie. I want to play some of these clips here in a moment where he goes into the nightmare of what the Democrats have done. But when I come back in the second hour, the Islamic slash globalist alliance is getting so crazy that it went further than I thought it could. I mean, this is getting so weird, so bizarro, so cartoonish, I mean, Turkey is putting travel advisories on saying don't go to Sweden, you may be raped. But not pointing out something like 80% of the rapes are by Muslim men. And Turkey's having bombings almost every day. But it says don't go to Sweden. We've got Uma Abedin, the girlfriend of Hillary, reportedly, worked at a radical Muslim journal for a dozen years, a radical journal that said women should have to wear hoods over their heads, but she runs around in little pretty flower dresses. And if her relationship with Hillary's true, she'd be executed in Saudi Arabia for lesbian activity. I'm a libertarian. I'm a patriot. I believe in a lot of conservative values, but I don't try to make you follow my views. It's just these people win the Hypocrite Award on every front, man. I just don't know where to begin. But you talk about Bizarro. BBC says opposing, there's actually a video clip of this. BBC says opposing Sharia law is, quote, Islamophobic. Women have to have their genitals cut off. And that's liberal, though. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. Death toll from Turkey wedding attack rises to 50. Governor's office. They have these every few days where they blow up weddings. They strapped a 12-year-old with bombs and sent him in. Total cowards, but it has nothing to do with Islam, of course. ISIS, that's the group that has nothing to do with Islam. Yeah. Quoting Carl the Cuck there. Europe hit by more sex attacks. Now 22 girls assaulted at Stockholm Festival. But they have Stockholm Syndrome and won't blame the Muslims. You can't make it up. Sunday Express. Turkish paper warns against traveling to Sweden due to rape stats. I mean, I just mentioned it. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's just at a certain point I can't handle this anymore. We're going to get to all of it coming up. The UN has set up these operations in Central America to, like, bring people in from around the world. They even charge them like a travel agency and then ship them into the U.S. I mean, we have reached cloud cuckoo land at this point. So that's coming up. We've got a John Hopkins professor who says, don't have kids if you want to save the planet. We've got journalism collapsing in the country. Pentagon's missing $6.5 trillion. You cannot make this up. That's just some of what we're going to be breaking down. But before I go any further, we have several specials that are ending today. The special where you get the new film, Armageddon, that's a $5 million budget film produced by Chuck Norris's son with Gary Haven, that deals with a fictional attack with an EMP weapon and a UN invasion. Great way to wake up people. Very informative film. A lot of great information. I'm obviously in it. And again, I refuse to be in big films all the time, but I was in this one. There's only a few days of shooting, and they're patriots, so I wanted to be involved. A shot here in Texas, a lot of it. But you get two of my films free when you get a second copy of Armageddon. One copy, $19.95, two copies for $39, and then get two of my films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and then a film exposing how the government has secret slush funds, comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. And by the way, when these DVDs sell out, a lot of them I'm never going to print again. So last chance to get these in your library, if you want to take advantage of that. That is going to end probably today because we're about to sell out of all of our DVDs, not Armageddon, but of our films that we add to it free. So if you want to take advantage of that, take advantage of it today. Also, Living Defense is a formula with dozens and dozens of different herbs and plant extracts that are known for thousands of years in cultures across the world. But, I mean, we take what the Egyptians did and what the Europeans did and what the Mayans did. These are herbs from all over the world, like wormwood. Why is it called wormwood? Because you eat this and it gets rid of worms. That's just one ingredient in it, black walnut, green hull. It's all in there to flush the body out of parasites, you name it. Most people have these. Our media tries to cover it up. 20% off Living Defense. They just want to keep you sick, folks. They don't want you to know actually what's going on out there. Just the herbs in it are good for you anyways. This is the ultimate formula. It's 20% off. It will sell out the next few days. The good news is more is coming in the next month. Very hard to source all of this. That's why we sell out so often. And your purchase of the products makes everything we do here possible. So I want to thank you for purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com. And InfoWarsLife.com is the subdomain for the supplements for the nutraceuticals. And I also want to thank you for spreading the word about our videos, our links, our articles. Don't take this show for granted. They're coming to try to censor. Fight for free speech, and you do that by promoting it so we're strong and we have a bigger audience to stand against this attempt to shut us and others down. This is the key time we're entering. People are ready to wake up. So I want to commend you that have been fighting for so long to expose globalism and the New World Order. Now's the time for the maximum push and total commitment. Now let's go to one of these clips as we go out to break of Donald Trump talking about Democratic failures in one of his recent speeches in North Carolina.
Look how badly things are going under decades of Democratic leadership. Look at the schools. Look at the poverty. Look at the 58% of young African Americans not working. 58%. It is time for a change. What do you have to lose by trying something new? I will fix it. Watch. I will fix it. You have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. It is so bad. The inner cities are so bad. You have nothing to lose. They have been playing with you for 60, 70, 80 years, many, many decades. You have nothing to lose. I will do a great job.
Yeah, he knows it's a globalist plan to disenfranchise. What they practice on the blacks, they're going to do to everybody now. Trump knows, folks. I've talked to him. He wants to end
this
it.
This means so much to me.
He loves everybody.
I will work as hard as I can.
He can't stand it.
To bring new opportunity to places in our country.
He doesn't want to make you poor and piss on you, folks.
In a very
He's not
very
a piece of filth. Time. It's why they hate him.
Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party
of the KKK
have taken African American votes totally for granted. Because the votes have been automatically there for them, there has been no reason for Democrats to produce, and they haven't.
The true message.
They haven't produced in decades.
It's now coming
decades.
Out. They are crapping
it's
their pants.
It's time to break with the failures of the past and to fight for every last American child in this country to have a better and a much, much brighter future. In my administration, every American will be treated equally, protected equally, and honored equally.
That's right. Come off the globalist plantation, everybody.
We will reject bigotry and hatred and oppression in all of its forms and seek a new future built on our common culture and values as one American people.
So Morgan Freeman said, not only Black History 1 month out of the year, Black History is American history.
This is the change I am promising.
Blacks have been here since day one, folks.
An honest government, a great economy, and a just society for each and every American.
This is liberal. This is unity, folks. This is real. This is real Thomas Jefferson stuff here. This is Martin Luther King.
We can never, ever fix our problems by relying on the same politicians who created these problems in the first place.
By design.
Can't do it.
LBJ said to make black slaves.
72% of voters say our country is on the wrong track. I am the change candidate.
We'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead. Tell everybody to tune in. I'm Alex Jones.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.